right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco, and a big fan of the San Francisco Ballet, one of the world-class ballets and one of the most amazing buildings, the War Memorial Opera House. And we're quite pleased now to be joined by one of the soloists, the lovely and talented Sasha Mukhamadov, and she's here to talk about her participation in the ballet that's going on right now through the 19th, called Van Manen, Dutch Grand Master. Sasha, welcome to the show. First of all, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yes, yeah, it was good. Very good.
Very good. Now, despite your sort of Russian Slavic sounding name, you are you're from Blighty. You're English, right?
Yes, I was born and raised there, but yes, my heritage is Russian. My parents are both from Russia.
I was just looking at your CV, and for a while there, you were a Brummy, huh? You were the Birmingham Royal Ballet. What was that like in Second City?
Yes, I went to the school there because my parents, so I come from a ballet family, so I sort of followed my parents in their footsteps, and they were teaching at the school, so I went along with them as well, and it was only for a year, but yeah, it was a fun time. Everyone's, you know, all the students were really great there, and we had a great time being part of that school.
I know you also got educated in ballet and Tring, and I spent a lot of time in Hertfordshire. Mm-hmm. I was in either in Harpenden or Hemel Hempstead, but I did go to Tring a few times. Lovely little town, and just as an aside, I remember that was the first place I saw a sign on a building that said Ironmongers, and I thought, what is that? What does an ironmonger do? But I love Hertfordshire. It's a lovely county or shire, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably where I spent most of my childhood growing up, was in Hertfordshire, yeah.
What part of Hertfordshire, may I ask? What town?
It was a couple. We lived in Watford, mm-hmm. and we lived in Rickmansworth.
Oh, nice. Did you ever get down to see Watford? It's by the Harlequin, the football ground there.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I probably shouldn't say this as a British person, but I'm not really into the football.
All right, well, let's talk about what you are into. And I know in the winter you got a spotlight on you in the Nutcracker doing a solo performance, and such an iconic thing. To me, the Nutcracker is extra special because it's not just, you know, the normal ballet crowd. You have so many kids and families. What was that like to perform that?
Definitely a little nerve-wracking because that one section, spotlight section, is quite challenging, but also very exciting. And we, with my partner Adrian, we got to do both of the kids' performances, so it makes it even more special because it's pretty much just an audience of kids and their parents. And they just love and scream and react to everything. So it really feels extra special.
So I mentioned it's called Van Manen, Dutch Grandmaster. Yeah. Hans Van Manen is a contemporary Dutch genius. And I think a lot of times we hear, oh, contemporary, you know, I want the old stuff. But there's nothing wrong with being new, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think with his stuff, yes, we say contemporary, but he has a very classic, modern take, I think, on contemporary.
He's an old soul, as we say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the pieces are Große Fuge, Variations mm-hmm. for Two Couples, Solo, and Five Tangos. How much are you involved in all this, Sasha?
So I am in the Große Fuge and Variations for Two Couples.
So I'm always amazed, and I was very lucky to go to the gala, and Swan Lake was amazing, and I just recently saw Frankenstein there. The thing that amazes me the most is how everyone remembers what to do when there's 5 million things that you have to do. Is it just, after a while, is it just muscle memory? Because I guess if you think about it, that's no good, right?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I guess it's something we've all just trained for a long time to do, since they were eight, some people a little later if we started later in ballet. But it's just, yeah, I think, like you said, it's a muscle memory thing. A lot of steps are usually based around what we do in ballet class. So it's all steps we're all very familiar with. It could be the same thing to, like, an actor. How do you memorize all those lines? Without looking at the script. So it's sort of a similar idea for us, too. It's just part of what we do. It's part of us.
I'm going to give you a lot more credit. I think I could memorize a script. There's no way I could do
what... I don't think I can memorize.
Okay, fair enough. I remember in school studying art history, and Degas was fascinated with ballerinas and had so many paintings. Yeah. Of course, this is the 1870s, mm-hmm. but he said that he felt very sorry how they would destroy their toes and their feet. The equipment, how much of the equipment nowadays is much better and you're not ruining your feet, but how much of it really is almost the same as it was 150 years ago?
I mean, yeah, I guess in the sense, like, yeah, we do still stand on our toes. They still make the shoes the same way, as far as I know. There's obviously more modern technology for the shoes to help them last longer and things like that. But nowadays we have, like, toe pads, something that you can put inside your shoe to help protect your toes, and whereas they didn't have that back in the day. And so that's definitely very helpful. I know a lot of us, there's some great technology out there to help protect our toes these days.
So Hans von Manen is still with us. He's 92 years
yes.
old, back in the mm-hmm. Netherlands. Any chance you might, like, as before you're just about to raise the curtain, someone says, Hans is in the front row, anything like that?
That would be great. We did hear that he was supposed to come, but I am assuming because it's such a long flight to come from Europe to here, I feel like that would probably be a little rough. But he's a wonderful man. I used to dance with the Dutch National, so I've worked with him for many, many years. Way back when.
No, it's amazing. And what's that like to see the world and with this profession you have? And I'm sure it's a labor of love because the whatever and joy and endorphins and all the rewards it gives you, it also takes you around the world.
Yeah, I think we're very lucky in that way that we really do get to travel and go to places maybe you wouldn't necessarily choose to go by yourself, you know, and so, yeah, we're very lucky. We get to dance in some beautiful opera houses. And whenever we do go, usually sponsors or donors, like, take us on trips and tours to visit something special. And that's, like, for that city. So it's a really special thing.
How are you finding the Bay Area? I mean, every big city has its challenges, but this is a very unique place on the planet. How are you fitting in out here?
I love it here. I think from the moment I first came and auditioned and took class with the company 6 years ago, I immediately was like, man, I really hope I get the contract. I want to live here. The weather is great. You know, if you want to get out of the city, it's so easy and you get to some really beautiful areas. So I love living here.
So I know there's a busy schedule, as always, and I'm always kind of surprised how short these runs are. I always figured that you guys would... like some sort of theater run where you do it for 3 months, but sometimes it's just a week or two. So
yeah.
What after the 19th, after the final performance, what's next for you, Sasha?
We move on to Frankenstein. I think you mentioned you saw that.
Oh, that's
already.
Right. You're doing a reprise. That's right.
Yeah, so we do a repeat. And, so that's for some people is obviously continues to be a lot of work for me. I'm not super busy. This is probably my busiest time right now, this program. So I'm really taking advantage of that right now.
Very good. And then last question for you, for the people who are going to see, and once again, sfballet.org for tickets, von Manen, Dutch grandmaster. Is there anything you want people to take away from it? Because this is very unique, and I think most ballet fans haven't seen this yet.
I think what's nice about the more contemporary neoclassical things, I do find people enjoy that more and the shorter programs. Like, there isn't a story that you have to follow. When you're watching Hans's ballets, you don't have to try to understand what's the story happening, what is he trying to say. It's really about the dancing, about relationships between couples, whether it's man-man, woman-woman, man-and-woman. Sorry for the siren.
Yep. Every city has its challenges, as I said.
So it's really about that dynamic between couples and everyone dancing together. So I think it's a good program to come to for maybe even first-timers that aren't sure whether they would like the ballet or not. I personally am a huge fan of Hans van Manen, and I'm so glad that Tamara Broker has brought a whole program dedicated to him. And hopefully we get to do more of his stuff, and hopefully everyone that comes to watch really enjoys it, and that'll help us bring more of his things too.
Trois Nocions on the Way Out by Van Manen. We've been speaking with Sasha Mukhamadov, C. Van Manen, Dutch Grandmaster at the SF Ballet through the 19th. Cheers. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.